Hey there, welcome to Tip to Have Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
Why are you speaking so quietly, Rochelle?
I'm whispering so that our baby will sleep.
You can speak into the microphone, just nice and softly.
I'm whispering so that our baby will sleep.
Okay, because we just put him down for a nap. This is what we do. Now we put babies down for a nap and we do a show.
And then he hears us and then he's like, what are you guys talking about? I want to talk.
That's right.
He doesn't know how.
Yeah. So what's going on in the world of Tip Tap Tip? I'll tell you.
I'm addicted to looking at buildings.
You're addicted to looking at buildings? Oh, yeah, you have that book from the library.
No, right? It all started with 1001 buildings you should see before you die. Mm-hmm. And there's some cool buildings out there. Mm-hmm.
And yeah. You saw those 1,000, and then you moved to an additional 50 in a different book. And
some of them are the same.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some new ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just like looking at buildings.
That's good. Yeah.
That's what's happening in my world.
That's what's happening in your world. Well, not much.
What's happening in your world, Eric?
Not much.
I peed my pants.
What?
I don't know.
I don't know who's been talking, but that's never happened. Not since I was a child. All right, so this is where Claire... Okay, it may have been really, really drunk that one time, but that, that, come on.
At least it wasn't number two.
Yeah, never done that as an adult. We've had a few close calls on this show. Remember that while back?
Oh, that one that, time that you ate the expired bad sour cream? that was sick.
Yeah, if,
you're like, I'm just going to pause the show for a minute. You ran like a mother.
No, we didn't even pause the show because we were doing it live. And I just kind of...
You left it to me.
Well...
I don't know how to do anything. So I just...
started talking. If you want to check out that episode in question, it's in... I don't remember the number, but the episode title is called Shits and Giggles. So check that out. Check out our website once you've done that. TipTapTip.com is the name of the place you need to go. Also go to iTunes, which is a program on the computer. Go to the podcast section. Look up TipTapTip. We're there. While you're there, and before you subscribe or do anything, give us a good rating. 0 to 5 stars. Give us 5 because we deserve it. Also, give us a nice review. I want to see these reviews.
Sure. I thought we had some reviews.
I want to see some new ones.
And then you were like, hey, I'm going to read the reviews on the show because that will be super good for other people to hear it. And then you just forgot about it.
Well, I actually haven't checked out our reviews. Maybe we have like a ton. And let's see here. This is what we call live radio.
What do people say about us?
Well,
you guys are a cute couple. We like to hear you laugh.
Let's see if we have any new...
I hate it when Rochelle eats while doing the podcast.
Yeah, good for that, Rochelle. Yeah. Okay, and do we have any new reviews? Okay, scrolling to the bottom. Any reviews? Ratings and reviews. Click on that. Fork. Always fun. From our latest reviews... Okay, actually we have a new-ish review. Better than most ways to kill time. There are a few people I can stand to listen to for more than an hour at a time. Eric and Rochelle, you are part of the few for me. Love, Nick.
Well, that's cool.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, there's only a few people I can listen to for an hour as well.
So this actually shows how often I actually look at the reviews because that one was written on August.
And yet you are always begging people to do this stuff and then you never look at it. Well, I want to see the other one. Because I don't think we've ever read any reviews on our show.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. There's 3 others that you can read.
Let's see. Always fun. 5 stars out of 5 by Ken Livett. One of the best couple casts out there. Eric and Rochelle. They spelled my name wrong.
Oh, what the fuck?
Have that magical ability to feed off each other. Keeping the peace fun and lively. Never a dull moment. Always something interesting to stimulate the imagination. They make it seem easy, but Eric puts a lot of work into the show and then makes it all happen live. Well, not anymore live, but whatever. There are not many out there who can consistently put out so much fun and energy. Eric is a master juggler, and Rochelle has an easy, natural style about her, and she's super hot. That brings a smile to your face.
Okay.
especially when she laughs. Oh, which thanks to Eric's tomfoolery,
you know,
I like that word
because that's what I do.
You're a tomfooler.
What is?
Which doesn't mean that you're fooling with Tom's junk, right?
What are you saying here, Rochelle?
You don't fool around with other people's junk.
Like junk as like
dick? Yeah.
No, just my own. Come on.
Well, I'm just joking. It's authentic, nothing phony here, and well worth a listen to. You'll want to subscribe after the first 5 minutes. That sounds like we wrote that ourselves, but we didn't, right?
We actually did not. So whoever wrote that from March 2010...
Yeah.
Thank you. Three years later,
a little bit late on the review.
So again,
on the show, and then of course, this is my brother. I know this is my brother, and he wrote, "This is a good podcast."
There we go.
Short and sweet. And then the other one, one out of one listeners found this review helpful. Oh no, that's not it.
Definitely the best podcast.
Yeah. Okay. Do it.
Definitely the best podcast I've ever guest starred on from Mason Hasty.
There. And that was, what, 5-10 years ago that you wrote
A while ago.
And all of the stars, all of the ratings are 5.
Yeah, if we had a 1-star rating, I would have to, like, have, like, a call out and wondering what the fuck's going on. But thank
you. If someone puts a crappy review, can you just delete it?
No, you cannot delete it.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, because if somebody, like, if some jerk... went on there and says, yeah, I tried to listen to the show, but Eric was a boring piece of shit, and Rochelle kept on eating pizza like a professional podcaster does, and just chews it in front of the microphone.
What? I'm swallowing before I talk.
Okay. You're swallowing. pizza face person. All right. So, thanks. Yeah, just do something like that. You don't have to be as wordy, but just... be nice.
Short and sweet.
No 1-star reviews, please. And thank you. If you're feeling even chattier and you don't feel like typing, we do have a voicemail line, which on occasion, and by occasion I mean at least once a year or so, somebody actually phones it and leaves a message. It is 310-584-7827 or 310-5-TIP-TAP.
Do we have to pay for that?
Nope. It's a free service from Google.
Good.
Yep, I would not pay for that, because if I did, there would be no voicemail. yep, 310-584-7827. So
I kind of find voicemails pretty much obsolete. Like, nobody really does it anymore. Might as well just send a text message, right?
Yeah, I'm not going to give up my fucking number.
Huh?
I'm not going to give up my number on the show.
No, I'm saying, like, in real life, like, not on the podcast.
Yeah.
Like people don't use voicemail very much.
Yeah, anymore. People actually... With these smartphones, people don't actually use the phone part of it that often. They text or do everything else on it.
Yeah.
Yep. Speaking of things that you can find on the phone, Rochelle was actually perusing the Craigslist website the other day, Calgary Craigslist, in fact, and she found an interesting job listing, which she'll read for you here.
This is going to be my future.
This is your future, huh? This is where you're headed?
Yeah.
All right.
Hi. I know it's a weird request, but it's nothing more than the title suggests. I'm a 36-year-old professional. I always thought a great service would be for someone who knows how to cut men's hair and offer the service topless. Nothing more, just a good men's haircut done with little clothes. The additional services obviously warrant additional compensation.
Okay. That's it?
Yeah, and the title is Topless Hairdresser.
So, you know, in this time of economic strife, these desperate times of ours, you know, there may be a case where...
I'm kind of curious to know if he's totally serious about this.
Well...
And what would the arrangement be? Like, would you go over to his house? Because you wouldn't want to go over to someone's house and do that, because he could rape you.
He could rape you, and that would be... That would be
not a haircut.
And that you could write this job listing was not very helpful. And I bet you that he's got at least a few calls, serious calls back from that. In fact, from hairdressers who were just like, well, it's just a fucking men's haircut that takes like no time at all, and all I have to do is just do it without a shirt on. Do you think there's hairdressers out there who would actually seriously respond to this?
Out of all the professions...
Out of all the people you've ever worked at.
And all the people that I've ever worked with, yeah, for sure, yeah. Mm. Yeah, hairdressers seem to be pretty easygoing and, you know... What would just not wearing your shirt. It's not really that big of a deal.
Yeah. What would be the, other than the, of course, the sexual assault aspect of it, what would be the downside of doing such a job? Like, you know, obviously you've mentioned things in the past.
I think I would be worried about poking his eye out with my nipple.
Oh, really?
I'm just joking.
Well, it's a...
But it's at that level, right? Like, when you're cutting their hair and you're in front of them.
Yeah, it's a distinct... possibility that something like that could happen. Like, it could be a...
Or maybe he tries to, like, motorboat you.
Yeah, like, well, there's certain... Okay, I've had my hair cut by you several times, and there's certain, you know, there's certain positions where you're cutting your hair, and you have to reach something over a certain way. And really, the best way that you do it is if you kind of lean over and your boobs are in my face. And it's not because you're trying to arouse me, but rather it's just the best way to get the job done.
Oh, right? I never noticed that.
Well, I notice that every single time, right?
Is that why you don't talk when I cut your hair?
Because I'm paying attention to what's going on.
Yeah.
I don't really talk much in the hair cutting chair. Rochelle and I have had this conversation a number of different times off the show, but I'm very much a one-track mind. Like, you know, if I have something to do, that's really all I'm thinking about doing, right? And if I'm getting my hair cut, for instance, all I'm concentrating about on is just getting my hair cut done. I'm not much of a conversationalist in the chair. I don't like small talk. I just want to get it done so I can go about my business.
Yeah, I thought you were a jerk, though, at first.
You thought I was a piece of garbage.
Yeah. When you first came into the salon, when I first started dating you... And you had long hair.
Yeah.
And I was doing highlights for you for free.
Yeah, all
giving you a haircut. And you couldn't even talk to me. And I'm like, does he like what I'm doing? Does he like how I'm doing his hair? Does he like me?
I get that a lot. I get that, like, and it's just because I...
Because you come off as a cold, cold person. Like,
yeah, because I...
Not friendly.
I tend to blab a lot on this show, but that's because it's what I do on the show. But when it comes to small talk and new people... Not sure if I like meeting new people.
I don't think they like meeting you either.
I don't think they like meeting me either. And like, you know.
They're like, oh, so, yeah, your husband's really quiet.
It's like, what do you do? So, what do you do? What business is it of yours? I do what I do and I make money. All right? I pay the fucking bills. How I pay them? None of your fucking business.
Do you really, really hate it that much when someone asks you what you do?
It's a weird, like, okay.
It's not a weird question.
I know.
You can answer it however you want, too.
I understand.
You automatically assume that they're asking you about your job.
I'm in the circus.
No, that's not what I mean. Like, you can, if you wanted to talk about podcasting instead of talking about your daily job, you can just talk about that. Be like, hey, I'm a podcaster.
But what I do to make money, not podcasting, is this.
No, but you don't have to answer it that way if you don't want to.
I'm a talk show host.
Well, no, you don't need to lie.
This is a talk show. I'm hosting it. We're talking, we're chatting, we're having a good time. That's not a lie, Rochelle.
It's kind of...
No, it's
embellishing.
Embellishing, yeah, but who hasn't embellished on anything, right?
If someone asks me what I do...
What do you do?
I'm a topless hairdresser.
I'm a topless... You were gonna phone that thing. I know you were.
This is what I do right now. This is what I say. I say, I clean balls.
You clean balls.
I'm a ball cleaner.
You're a ball...
I clean baby balls.
Oh, okay. Well, if you didn't say you clean baby balls, I'd be like, really? Okay, but that's what you do.
Yeah.
So, that being said...
No, yeah, so I was going to respond to that. And I just don't know if I want to, because I don't know how to respond. I've never responded to a Craigslist thing. So, I'm guessing that you have to give them your actual email address, and I don't want to give them my real email address.
I can set up a free email address for you, which is specifically for responding to.
Oh, but I know. But if you did that, I would respond to all kinds of shit in like really weird ways, just to see how people responded. And then I would be addicted to that.
Yeah, like Rochelle just has recently found out. Like we've been talking about this a while on the last few shows about Craigslist, but I think Rochelle's gone down that rabbit hole and she's found like all the weirdness on there. Well, you found that
a little bit, but yeah. I wasn't on it for that long.
Okay, I'll put the app on your phone. It'll keep you up at night.
No, I don't want that.
Okay.
Go away.
Okay, go away. Stop it.
Stop making me more internet addicted.
I will.
Eric.
Stop that.
I want to read books.
This is something really
can
cool.
Can I have some beer, please?
Of course you can. Just do not sip it in front of the microphone like an animal. Be nice and discreet.
What? Do I do that?
You make noises when you eat and drink in front of the microphone.
I don't understand what you're talking
about. Yeah, there you go. Ooh, flurp, flurp, flurp. This is really cool. And did you watch the show Friends a lot when were you a fan?
Nah. I wasn't like super 100% into it.
Well, this one guy in China is a big fan. Really big fan. So much, in fact, that he made a replica of the Central Perk, the coffee shop where all the characters from Friends hang out.
In Japan?
In China. Central Perk, the fictional coffee shop where the characters of Friends spent almost all their time, has finally opened it in real life. A near identical replica of the 1990s hangout has opened in a Beijing apartment complex run by Friends superfan named Du Xin, who actually prefers to be go by the name of Gunther. he claims, for me, this is it's like a religion. It's my life. His Central Perk has the same window and doorway as the real coffee shop, as well as that iconic couch where they all sat.
Oh, my goodness.
The menu only features snack items mentioned on the show, complete with annotations that explain exactly when that cupcake appeared in an episode. He's even constructed a replica of Joey and Chandler's apartment next door, featuring a foosball table, Baywatch DVDs, and a giant TV in the giant TV cabinet that Joey built. So
I kind of want to hang out there.
Yeah. I was reading the story earlier, and it got me thinking, from any of the TV shows, if you could build like a replica of a location from a TV show that you'd like, what would that be? Not Star Trek, because we...
Oh, that's such a hard question.
I know.
I mean, the first thing that came to mind is True Blood, but I wasn't thinking about a room. I was just thinking about...
That bar?
One of the... vampire guy's naked.
Oh,
that's not really a room, right?
No,
that doesn't count.
That would not
to be like on one of them.
No. In this case, it does not count. Let me think here. What place would I recreate? I would like to recreate Cheers as closely as possible.
But there's so many places that are kind of like that,
but not exactly like that. I'd want Ted Danson work behind the bar. I'd want Woody Harrelson helping behind the bar. I'd want like the actual cast members to hang out there for real all the time. I'd kidnap them if I had to, but I don't have the means to do so. So I will not do that. Calm down.
You want to kidnap Ted Danson?
He
doesn't look the same anymore.
Well, we could dye his hair. We can make it happen. I want to recreate the Cheers experience to the letter. We'll even get an impersonator of the character of Coach, who unfortunately died after the first few seasons.
See, this wasn't my favorite show.
Yeah,
but I just think it would be so much fun to be like I would have to like go back into being in high school.
Yeah,
and then I want to go to high school on a cruise ship like they did on that show Breaker High.
Yeah, I know that.
Like, it's not... I don't like the show at all, but I want to go to high school on a cruise ship.
I watched a lot of that show.
Like, what the fuck? Who does that?
Would you want to recreate the Peach Pit?
I thought about that, too, but that's just like a...
crappy place to hang out?
Yeah, not really into that. Mm-hmm. And I was trying... I just can't think of, like, what my favorite show is that would just have one place that they would hang out all the time.
Yeah,
I was trying to think of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, but they would just mostly hang out in the library, and I don't really want to hang out in the library.
No, that's kind of lame.
Yeah.
Because as I went on my rant last show, only nerds hang out in the library. I really went off on nerds in the last show, didn't I?
You did, yeah. But that's okay, because you're a nerd, so it was a joke. Like,
it's a self-loathing kind of thing, because I say those kind of things, but, you know, at the end of the day, I'm also watching, like, the totally nerdy as shit. So, there you go.
And the other thing that I thought about was, like, all those old movies that I like to watch, but they're movies. They're not TV shows. Mm-hmm. You know, and basically, like, a lot of them will have a big sort of, like, ball kind of hall where they gather together and do dances and stuff. And a lot of them would go to this place called Bath in England. Oh, yeah. And that's, like, where all the rich people, hoity-toity people would mm-hmm. just go. It's kind of like going to Mexico, but in England. Mm-hmm. And they would just hang out in, like, spas and go to art galleries and I would like to live there, but be really rich and just do those rich things that people do.
Well, if you're kind of in that area, you
can go ballroom dancing with, like, the big gowns on and have other people dress me.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Well, if you're ever close by in Europe, you can always pop over to Hanover. And if you're there, you'll notice that a giant golden cookie that was stolen that is missing from a sculpture there. The 100-year-old 44-pound biscuit went missing earlier in January. A ransom note was mailed to Hanover.
It's like solid gold.
It's a gold cookie. It's like 44 pounds.
But is it solid gold?
Well, 44 pounds is probably not solid gold because it's fairly big.
Well, and they wouldn't have a solid gold thing out in public.
It was like on this statue, kind of. I think it's probably gold plated because that would be a lot. Anyways, a ransom note was mailed to the Hanover newspaper along with a photo of the apparent thief holding the sculpture. And here's the kicker, while dressed in a Cookie Monster costume.
I love it.
The letter reads, "I have the cookie and you want it." The perpetrator is demanding that Balson donate cookies to a local children's hospital, making the effort to specify that the cookies be milk chocolate. If his demands are not met, the gold cookie will wind up in the trash with Oscar the Grouch. The ransom note is signed Krümel Monster, which is German for Cookie Monster. And they have a picture of the ransom note as well as the thief holding the cookie.
Oh, nice. It's like all cut out from magazine letters.
Yeah, so.
If I was going to do a ransom note, I'd like to do it that way too, you know, where you put it together with tweezers and stuff so you don't get fingerprints on it. Mm-hmm. It just looks so creepy.
So that is the thief, and that giant thing he's holding is the cookie that he had stolen.
That doesn't really look like Cookie Monster, though. That looks more
It's a guy in a Cookie Monster outfit, right? So it's not.
No, but it doesn't look like Cookie Monster. It looks like Kermit the Frog.
Yeah, but it's also black and white printout. Like the original one is.
Yeah, whatever. Cookie Monster looks totally different, Eric.
Well, I'm sure he does look
fuzzy. He's fuzzy.
I know he's fuzzy, green. And this is like a cheap Cookie Monster costume. I can't.
Well, it sucks.
It totally sucks. So there you go. If you're in Germany, be on lookout for that cookie, because.
But it's kind of, I don't know, that's cute. It's like an activist sort of thing, like that documentary that I was watching.
What was that show you were watching?
I think it was done by Banksy, and it somehow was. Banksy was somehow related to it.
Produced it or something. What was it called? Yeah. Like Antics Roadshow or something?
Yeah.
And stuff happened in that. You don't want to talk about that?
No, it was really cute. There's like this one guy who he just does stuff just to like stir up the public. So he dressed up in a Mario Brothers cart.
Yeah.
Costume and had like a little golf cart and stuff like that and threw out banana peels on the road.
That would be fun.
Like it's funny. It's really funny. And then he dressed up in a Pac-Man concert
costume.
Costume.
Are you okay?
I'm a little bit tired, and then I had some beer.
Oh, you're completely drunk right now.
So I'm like, yeah, a couple sips, and I'm wasted.
Going crazy.
Pac-Man costume, and then they had like the bad Pac-Man people following him, like and the they ghosts. Went into a grocery store and went all up and down the aisles.
That would be so much fun. Like seriously, like if there's any game I would love to recreate, it definitely would be Mario Kart.
But they're running through and they're knocking down shit.
Oh wow! So they're just
knocking down shelves, and people are kind of being pushed out of the way. Like it.
Okay.
Somebody's no, but it was funny. Like they weren't hurting people.
Okay.
Yeah.
But somebody's probably going to be arrested for public nuisance.
They probably got arrested a lot. Okay. Yeah. But so, there were a lot of like funny things that people did. I think there was this one guy who would just streak all the time. He's like, I get an applause in like 5 seconds. I take off my clothes and I run around and people are applauding all the time.
Because he's streaking.
Because he's streaking. And so he just does it everywhere.
He just likes to take off his clothes?
He just likes to get like a big cheer from a whole bunch of people. So there's a soccer game going on and he'll take his clothes off and run across the field.
Nice. Yeah. I have a clip here of a child that I hate because he's a published author. He's probably...
A child?
Well, 10 maybe-ish. He's written a book called How to Talk to Girls. The gentleman is probably, I'm guessing around 10 or 11. His name's Alex Grevin. This is a clip from, I guess it was from Amazon.com. They have little sort of trailers and whatnot about the books. And apparently he has it all figured out before he's even... hit puberty, he knows exactly how to talk to girls, and he has some advice.
This is bullshit.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm getting at. It's complete 100% bullshit, but he has a thing to say about why you're doing it wrong, adult, and why he, a child...
Oh, he's telling adults how to do it, not
well, he's speaking
other 10-year-olds how to
I
do it?
I think he's speaking in general terms, right? So, like, you know, hey.
Oh, because it's the same.
Because, you know, his lifetime of experience, they'll... Son of a bitch. I hate him already. Like, I hate.
Do you think that maybe his mom just made him write this book?
Oh, yeah, because he's the best. Anyways, I don't like.
How is he supposed to know that? He's 10. He hasn't even had puberty yet.
I know.
He probably hasn't even had, like, pubic hair yet.
I don't even want to think about that. That's gross.
He's 10.
I don't need to think about 10-year-old
no,
dicks.
No, but, right? Like, no, I'm not. Okay, armpit hair.
Okay, fine.
No, you can't start talking about picking up chicks until you have armpit hair.
Yeah.
And maybe some acne.
There you go. Anyways, here's what he has to say. This is why we're doing it all wrong, so...
Hi, my name is Alec Graven with my new book, How to Talk to Girls, from HarperCollins Children's Books. I wanted to write this book because boys have a lot of trouble with crushes. And I wanted to help the boys with crushes, but I also wanted to say that there's a girl for every boy.
Here's his first tip. Tip number one, the facts of life. Do you want to punch him already? Because I certainly do. I know he's young.
Yeah, he's a little shit.
Yeah, right.
If you fall in love with a girl, but then she ditches you, then you have to get over it. Life is hard to move on.
Are you okay, Rochelle?
Life is hard.
Yeah, because, you know, like having someone like buy all your stuff, not having to pay any rent or bills.
No, he doesn't know anything.
Not having like, to like, do your laundry or make your
I wouldn't food. Even feel comfortable saying this, something
yeah.
like that.
Life is hard. Yeah. You know what, 10-year-old? Gets even shittier. Life fucks you in the ass in so many different ways. You have no idea.
Oh, Eric, you're so sick.
You... Anyways.
Crushes. Crushes are kind of like a good thing or a bad thing. They kind of go up and down like a stock market. Some of the things you should do is...
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Crushes go up and down like a stock market? Now he knows about the stock market, too.
Do you... Okay, I'm getting really riled up here.
What? And how do... If crushes go up and down, then maybe they're not real.
Yeah, I know.
What is he even talking about? I think that I think his parents just told him how to say all this stuff, and they just told him what to say.
Yeah. Bet you he's an only child.
Oh, for sure.
Bet you.
For sure. There's no way these... No, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Only child. Trained since the age he could walk.
Yeah.
Can't be goofy. You have to control your hyperness. Cut down on sugar if you have to, because unless the girl is hyper, and that's pretty rare, you won't get a good start.
Yeah, because 10-year-old girls are pretty common, Serene. They're not screaming around and being all weird. None of the ones I ever knew did when I was in elementary.
Oh my goodness. Why is this kid even thinking about this stuff? And at his age... It's pretty simple. How to talk to girls? Well, you go up and you
pull on their pigtails. You
and
laugh
and you say hi,
and then you run away.
Yeah, there you go. Done.
Tip number three, there's a girl for every boy.
Pretty girls are cars, like cars that need a lot of oil. And
you can't even drive, you piece of shit.
Why is he coming up with all these analogies that don't even make sense for
you?
Him?
Your feet, like, can't even touch the fucking pedals, you asshole. You 10-year-old piece of shit.
Yeah, I don't think you should call a 10-year-old kid an asshole. That's a little bit mean.
Yeah, you haven't heard the rest of the clip yet. Okay. You'll be calling him even worse.
Okay.
All they do is pretty much always worry about their looks. How good they look. You know?
What?
They
don't worry.
Yeah. You want me to back up a second?
So yeah, back it up.
So you can catch.
Because now I'm going to start calling him a little shit.
Here we go.
Pretty girls are cars, like cars that need a lot of oil. And all they do is pretty much always worry about their looks, how good they look. You know, they don't worry about anything else. And regular girls, they don't care about how they look. They care about other things, but they're still pretty. So that's why the best choice is a regular girl.
What?
What a fucking ass. I'd pick him up. I'd by his feet and I'd throw him into a snowbank.
Oh my goodness, this kid is fucked.
Tip number four.
That is so mean. Like, don't try and talk to the pretty girls because all they care about is their looks. I don't care about anything else. Like, fuck you.
Tip number four, how to get a girl's attention. All right, tell us, Alex. What are we doing wrong here, buddy?
Get a girl's attention, you don't want to be flapping your arms like a crazy madman. You kind of want to stick out a little, but don't stick out too much. If you're talkative, don't go for a shy girl. You want to go usually for a regular girl, because what could happen is you could just keep saying words and it could actually scare the girl and she'll say, this boy's weird.
Yeah, that's never happened to you, eh, buddy?
And I'm sorry, but this whole, like, regular girl thing, what is regular?
There's no such thing as
regular person.
He's made the distinction. A regular girl is not a pretty girl, and a pretty girl is one who pays a lot of attention to her looks, overly.
No, I know. And then a regular girl, like, she likes talking, and she's not super shy?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. All right. Tip number five. What to say to girls? All right, let's lay it all out for us, Alex Grevin.
Well, the first word you want to say in a conversation is hi. She says hi back, you're off to a good start. If she doesn't say hi back, you know that you're kind of in trouble. So you want to say, what did you do over the summer or something? Did you see that episode of blank?
Oh, so make small talk. Like, did you watch the episode of...
Yeah, but if the girl doesn't even respond and say hi back to you, you're still going to try and talk to her? That's stupid. She's obviously just trying to ignore you. Get the fuck out of her face.
So the... Yeah. Next tip. If you've made it past first base, gifts, flowers, and other things.
The rule with gifts is really don't give her gifts unless it's like... a special occasion, like a school dance or something. You went into elementary school and you're like, here, I got these for you. It's too suspicious. They're going to be like, that boy likes it. You like her. And that's kind of what it gets into. And then the girl will ditch you.
Huh. And here, this is all what it works up to.
I don't think I've ever seen a kid who's 10 years old give another kid, boy or girl, flowers. Or something like that's
the only thing that 10-year-old boys give 10-year-old girls are pinches
and snowballs in the face.
And snowballs in the face, basically. Yeah. Tip number seven, success.
If you keep going on that, you'll have successful, and then you could keep her till middle school and possibly till high school. And that's when
keep
you
her,
keep her, keep her in a cage or whatever this little fucking sociopath like thinks about. You get to keep her forever.
She's yours. You own her.
You never let her go. You put her in the boxes with the other women you've kept. You weirdo.
Take her out to dates and everything, and then girls, you could get married. The most.
What? He's 10 years old. He's thinking about dating a girl for marriage.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
The big picture.
And then go out on dates? Where? You don't drive.
You have no money.
You have no money. So what, you just like walk to the park and pick grass or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
One tip in the whole book is probably life is hard to move on because it doesn't just apply to girls. It applies to the whole world because if your brother steals your toys, life is hard to move on. You could even steal them back.
The part that
gets... doesn't make any sense. He just totally... Like,
yeah. The thing that gets me about this book here is...
I don't think that they should say that it's by him, because it obviously is not.
No, I'm pretty sure he had a ghostwriter, all right? He's not that smart. The worst part about all this is people are buying this book.
What?
Well, come on. People are definitely going to be buying this book.
Why?
Because people... are stupid and they buy things. The same reasons that people bought like 50 Shades of Grey and made that like a bestseller. Because
last time when I was in Superstore, I think they were selling it there and they had it discounted, and I was gonna look at it, but there was this creepy old man standing right by the books, and I think he was waiting to see somebody pick it up and start looking at it so he could start jerking off in the store.
So you like that book? Do you like what's in my pants? Really?
Right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
If you have any ideas...
Would you ever be a flasher?
No. It's creepy and weird.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, though.
It's the funniest of all the perversions, really.
It is, yeah.
If you have any topic ideas, any questions, stories, anything you want to share, send us it to info@tiptaptip.com. That is our email
address. But if you're 10 years old and you're going to tell us a story about talking to a girl, don't want to hear it.
Because I'll just delete it anyway, so don't even bother. Anyways, info@tiptaptip.com.
Plus, you shouldn't be listening to our show, because we swear.
Yeah, go back and watch whatever you 10-year-olds watch. I don't even know. I don't care. We got some Eurovision news. We got a couple new songs which have been announced. If you want to know what Eurovision...
Song contest in Europe's been going on for 50 years.
Just go to Eurovision Song Contest in Wikipedia, read the thing, and then press on pause and listen to the rest of the show, right? Because I'm not going to explain it for the millionth time. You do the legwork this time. All right, anyways.
What countries?
A couple songs. We got Iceland and Malta, who have figured out that, hey, we got some songs. Let's put them in the thing.
There are a lot of things on Craigslist for Iceland for saving whales. But I thought that they ate whales there.
I don't know. I cannot confirm that for sure. But which one do you want to hear first?
I want to hear Iceland.
Okay. So this is, and again, I apologize because I'm going to mangle this, the name of the singer, and I'm also going to mangle the name of the song.
You're going to what?
I'm going to mangle.
Mangle.
I'm not going to pronounce it correctly.
I thought you said manhole.
I'm going to manhole the things and stuff. Anyways, this is a song called, fuck's sakes, Egg Lif, and the singer is called Ybor. That's E-Y-B.
Ybor.
I think that's a B.
Ybor.
But it's not quite.
I don't know.
Anyways, here's his song.
Af stað í það langa ferðalag Ég áfram gekk í villu yfirðalaus Hugsað ekki meitt, ekki fram á næsta dag Einveru og friðsemdina kaus ég á líf, yfir erfiðleika svíf ég á líf, vegna þín Þegar móti mér blæs, yfir fjöllin há ég klíf ég á líf, vegna þín Ég skildi ekki ástina sem öllu reyðir við Þormi ekki að faðum og vera til Fann sem mætti ekki skilin af okkur Hleyp að bjartri ástinni þar inn Ég á líf, ég á líf Yfir erfiðleika svín Ég á líf, ég á líf Vegna þín Þegar móti mér blæs Yfir fjöllin há ég klín Ég á líf, ég á líf Vegna þín Og ég trúi því Já Kanski opnast farar gáttir himins Yfir flæði fyrst ástin Hún umvefur mig
I think Rochelle has a new crush.
Yeah, I like him, but I kept on picturing him in more of like a Viking outfit.
Yeah, like really they got the wrong outfit for the wrong person.
I don't know, like the outfit's, it's actually not that bad of an outfit.
But it's just...
But because he has long hair.
Long blonde hair.
And it's for Iceland.
He's a beard.
Yeah, and he's got a beard. Like I feel like he should be wearing...
Leather.
No, like, you know like those fur panties?
Loincloths, like cavemen, one of them, like, and shirtless.
Yeah, yeah, shirtless, which is the fur panties.
Fur panties, sorry.
And then like those belt things that go across the chest.
Yeah, yeah, I know. You, I don't know the word for it, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and then a Viking hat.
Yeah, really, like maybe
like a real one with like real horns on it.
Yeah, he
and big high like fuck you boots.
He basically looks like Thor. Right? Like
yeah, yeah.
But he's wearing like... But
like a Viking, right?
Yeah, but he's right now...
Yeah, he should be wearing that. I don't understand. Like, these costume people suck ass. They made him look, try to look all like...
Presentable and nice and...
No, what's that called when guys like do manicures?
And, oh, like metrosexual.
Yeah, I was going to say man whore, but...
Basically
metrosexual.
Same,
yeah, like... Yeah. Everybody just tries to look all metrosexual. It's, I'm getting sick of it.
Yeah, it's 605 years ago.
It's more like 10 years ago.
Yeah. What do I know? What do I know? Next song, Malta.
And I like this song, too, by the way. I do. I like it.
It was okay.
But, you know, like, it would have been better at the very end when he was like, yeah, instead of just, like, opening up his legs and bluffing his arms up. He needed to go down on his knees. Like, he just, you know.
Clearly.
He gotta just, like.
Really.
Take it to the next level. Don't be shy.
Yeah.
Just fucking go with it.
Go with it. Nice.
Yeah. Thank you.
Good review. Next.
Did you like the song?
It was okay, but that's really about it. It was just like, I get it. It's just kind of like a
mix. I was feeling it. I was feeling it.
Next song, Malta. It's a country in Europe. I don't know where. I don't know how big it is and who lives there. But apparently they've entered the Eurovision Song Contest. And the singer there is a person named Gianluca Bezina.
They've entered before.
They've entered plenty of times. But if you gave me a map of Europe, I wouldn't be able to tell you where Malta is.
No, me neither.
The song is called Tomorrow and it sounds like this.
Questions why he's always been an extra careful guy, sensitive and shy. Risk assessments is a best from the life of no surprise. But she walked into his life. Is she spontaneous indeed? a collection of her smiles. And to his surprise, she's like tomorrow, oh, so distant. She just wants to play. Like tomorrow, she is always one day away. All the time she slips away, it's close, but yet so far. It's time to follow her tomorrow. Whoa, oh, it's time to follow her tomorrow.
Taking the beer away from you, Rochelle.
that song felt like it was like 10 minutes long.
Yeah, it was a bit, I don't know, it was pleasant, but that's
pleasant. I don't really like songs that tell stories like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was kind of boring.
It's kind of boring.
Yeah.
Tell you what.
I like cute little upbeat sort of songs, but I don't know, that one just didn't work for me.
So we're going to cut this show a little bit short. I'm going to read one more story, and then we're going to get out of here. Sound good?
Are you asking me?
Yeah. Oh, I'm telling you.
I don't think I have a choice.
I'm telling you, because this is the way it's going to happen. We're going to end it on a weird note, just to contrast with what good parents we are. We're going to tell the story of a parent whose skills are a bit questionable. A Seattle woman is accused of beating her child's father into unconsciousness while the newborn baby was strapped to her chest. Apparently you can do that.
Wow. I guess then the guy couldn't really fight back, though. So it's a little clever because, like, he doesn't want to hit his baby.
Got a human shield going. According to police, the woman...
She beat him until he was unconscious?
Basically,
holy shit.
Seattle detectives told the court that the woman, who weighs 270 pounds, threw her boyfriend to the ground, repeatedly stomping him in the face, breaking his nose, and leaving him unconscious.
Stomping on his face? Like with her feet? Holy shit.
All while having her two-week-old baby strapped to her chest.
Whoa. Okay, I understand, like, there's a lot of pressure when you have a baby, and you are super sleep-deprived, but that's taken it to a whole other level.
That's next-level shit.
Oh, that is, like, big-level shit.
She was later arrested at a nearby convenience store after she bought a bag of Funyuns. This is true. This is... when police tried to arrest
her... Which is not good to eat when breastfeeding a baby. That's like the worst thing possible. Onion, salty, like your baby's going to be awake all night.
Well, clearly
because... Whatever.
Well, clearly because she beat the baby daddy into unconsciousness. I don't think she's... Well, the baby strapped to his chest. I don't think she's really concerned about her parenting skills too much. Right? That being said, when police tried to arrest her, she repeatedly refused to cooperate and began to bite and kick the police. So they have to say, two police officers tried to escort her to patrol car, but she immediately stiffened and grabbed the baby carrier. Fearing for the safety of the baby, officers try to free the baby, but she put up a huge fight.
Yeah, I would probably put up a huge fight too, but I most likely would not get arrested in the first place.
Yeah, there's.
But you don't like you don't want your 2-week old baby being taken away from you. There's no like I think pretty much any mom would fight for that.
But that being said,
what did the guy do to her to get beat like that? Right. What's the whole story?
There's a bigger story.
I hate it when they do news stories like this.
Okay, so you think there's a situation?
Maybe there is a situation. There's got to be a situation. Why did she beat him like that?
Because he tried to take her Funyuns away? I don't know.
No, there's got to be, you know, you don't just do something like that.
I'm sorry, Rochelle, but sometimes women are just crazy. And there's no explanation for that?
And that's what that story is saying, basically. But, you know, it doesn't say anything about what the guy did. What if the guy was, like, beating her, or what if the guy was not helping take care of the baby, or, you know, like, whatever. There's
a bigger story.
Just bad news stories.
Oh, okay. On that note, let's just wrap the show up.
Okay.
Okay, sound good?
Because our baby is wanting some attention and wants to get out of the crib.
Apparently.
Right? And we need to be good parents, right?
We need to be good parents.
I don't stomp you in the head.
No stomping me in the head, right? All right, sounds good.
So you don't stomp me in the head.
Well, there's something we can shake on, all right?
Okay. Can I let you finish?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Anyways, thank you for listening to Tip Tap Tip. It's been fun. We are a show on the internet. If you like the show, why don't you tell your friends, tell your neighbors?
Goodbye.
Tell them to listen to the show. Tell them it's good.
Rochelle says goodbye.
Rochelle says goodbye. Like I mentioned at the beginning of the show, if you like us, give us a good rating on iTunes. That helps, even when we totally forget about reading your reviews until like 4 months later. Sorry. What else can we say? We have a Facebook site where we like to post our videos and stuff. So if you want to see the video of that little piece of garbage who's telling you that you know nothing about talking to girls, I'll post that there and I'll get your comments on that. I'd also like to know if there's any sort of TV show set or location that you would like to be replicated in real life. Let us know. info@tiptaptip.com. I'm also going to throw that up on the Facebook page and get your feedback on that as well. We'll be coming back at you soon. Probably more Eurovision stuff, even more weirder Craigslist stuff, because there's no end in sight for that. Yeah, that's about that. Follow us on Twitter, or follow me on Twitter, rather. That's Eric Tip Tap Tip. And that's all I got to say about that. It's been fun. We like talking. We like spending time with you. We like to hear from you. So fire us an email every once in a while. And also, voicemail line 310-584-7827. 310-584-7827. I've talked enough. I'm tired. I want some dinner. And that's that. Thanks for listening. My name is Eric. That was Rochelle. All right. Bye.